Okay, Daf Pei Tes and Mabez is today. Pei Tes and Mabez we're up to. Today's Daf is Daf Tzadik. Let's go to fifth medium line on Pei Tes and Mabez. So we're in the Yagadata related to Abraham and the Satan and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where the Satan says, "Let me test Abraham." Right, the two times in Chazal, at least, that where the Satan tries to test someone, Abraham and Eov. Those are the two. So here, in the middle of the discussion, where Hashem says, please pass this test so that the other ones are considered successful as well. Fifth wide line, Es Bincha. I think that's what we're up to. Es Bincha, your son. So that was the Tzivui. So Beis Banim Yeshli. So Avram says, my son, I have two sons. Es Yechidcha, your singular, unique son. Ze Yachal Imo, Ze Yachal Imo. What do you mean? They're both singular and unique. This one to his mother, and this one to his mother. Asher Ahavta, that you loved. Travayu Rachim Nalahu. What do you mean? I love both of them. So again, which is it? Es Yitzchak. Finally, Yitzchak. Right, the earlier one might have been an easy one for Sarah, because she might have only loved one of them. But Es Yitzchak, Avram loved both. And therefore, Yitzchak, once he says that, then he knows which one. V'kol kach lama, kadesh lo titarev dai to alav. He says this slowly, so he doesn't have tear fadas. He doesn't all of a sudden lose his mind and say, oh, I can't believe, right? He has not tear fadas, meaning he's benachat, and he realizes everything that's going on, and he does it anyway, and it's even more schar, because he does it slowly and still, even though he has all of his senses, and he still does it. So that is something that is part of the schar. We mentioned a couple of years ago in an Akedashir, an amazing thought, maybe one of the most amazing psukim in the Torah. Yashkim Avram Aboker. It says in the morning of the Akedah, Avram got up in the morning. He was able to sleep the night before. Yashkim Avram Aboker, that means he was sleeping. He was able to sleep the night before, he was going to go kill his son. He had such perfect nachas ruach. He was fine. That was it. There was no tirif hadas. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. This is what is going to happen. So he was able to sleep the night before. That is the Shemen HaTov. Kadmu satan l'derech. So what happens? So the son's like, I don't know how to stop this guy. So finally, he goes in front of him. Amar lo. So he says to him, Hanisa davar elecha tileh. Is he testing you with something tila that's going to make you worn out or disabled? Hine yisar to rabim v'yadayim rafos. You've already given musar to many whose hands were weak. T'chaze koshal yikimen milecha. You have strengthened those who are weak with, you've gotten them up with your words. Ki atah tavo elecha v'tela. And now they will come to you and it'll be all worn out, meaning everything you've done. You've done it in one direction, now you're going in the other direction. What's the real question, the way the Satan is trying to convince Avram not to do it? So many of the Achronim, the Michtam Elio, and the Aruch Laner, and others, I'll read you from the Aruch Laner here, says that the Satan is saying to Avram, this is not just a Nisayan, but this is going to ruin everything you've done in your life. If you do this, then everything you have done, and try to be Makariv people, to understand that there's one God, so it's all going to go to waste. Says the Aruch Laner, Yesh Lafarish, Mashiskulo Shehechil Choboy Olam. What's the message of? You've done so much for people, and now you're going to do this? It's Shekol Magamasa Avos, Uvet Prashal Avram Avinu, Vchalis Kohaya. What was the purpose of all the Avos? Lahachlis Mnei Adam Tachas Kanfi Ashchina. To bring people closer to Hashem. Ulahoros Lahem, Sheyesh Borei Olam, Yachidu Miuchad. That there's a Borei Olam. And once, if this occurs, interesting. Because of this, the purpose of the Avos was to bring the world, bring people in the world closer to Hashem. Hashem didn't really give them mitzvah, them mitzvahs bin adam lamakom. What mitzvahs do they have? Murder, Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah. Okay, Avodah Zarah. There's a couple of others, but Dinim, setting up the court system. Cursing God, I guess it's connected to Berachas Hashem, but there weren't too many other mitzvahs ben Adam la makom. Shahayadai lohem b'mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro. Shahayidezen niskarvu l'bnei Adam l'haros lohem mitzias Hashem achduso. That was the whole tachlis of Abraham. And that's why Nisiyari Avram, that's why Abraham was so scared about Bris Milah. He was scared that he wasn't going to be able to affect people anymore until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the special promise, no, it's going to be okay. V'tamzeh shayat gamkein ba'akeda. If Avram shechs his son and people know about it. Kishiyur Shekhanesh Baruch Hu Shol Mehem Avodos Kashos Kazel Lishchot Ben Yachid Asher Ahav Hemi Pazeh Hemi Paz Sin Asam LaAvram Sheyachashvu LaIsh Achzor LaYachzor LoMo Mimenu. So it's going to be such a chil Hashem, says the Satan. That's what he's trying. He's trying to play Avram hardball on Avram's from Avram's side. Gadol harosh yitzmach ayidei zeh. Shegam asher kasher nidvku. People you've already convinced. But lahal oscha v'laharos is kol asher tarachta. Livnos kol yimei chaldecha. That's what he was saying here. That's what he's emphasizing by saying, you know, you've given so much mussar, you've done so many things, and now it's going to be all lost. That's what the Satan is telling him. So Amar Lo, what does he answer him? Obviously, they're not having conversations in Psukim and Tehillim, but the concepts of the Psukim and Tehillim. Amar Lo, ani betumi elech. I'm going, says Avram. I'm going with my faith. Amar Lo, so the Satan continues. Halo yirascha kislascha. Your fear is really your foolishness. How could you do this? Omar lo, Zacharna, remember, mihu naki avad. Avram says, has there ever been a naki, somebody who's innocent, who is lost? Come on, don't worry about it, I'm going. Kivan de l'chazet, de l'sham, de l'kasham yalei. Finally, the son realizes that he has no brera, there's no way, right? The Gemara here does not mention the other chazal, that the son turned into a water, or turned into a sea, trying to get Avram to stop going to the Akedah. That's not mentioned here. But once the son sees, Amar Leh, he says, Ve'ilai davar yugunav. By me, the item is stolen. Meaning there's a secret item that I know. Kach shamati mi'achori apargod. I have heard this from behind the curtain. Hase, meaning the heavenly curtain. Haseh la'ola, ve'en yischak la'ola. Yeah, I heard that God's plan wasn't even to have you shecht your son. Meaning just bring your animal. That's what's going to be the divine plan anyway, so don't even try it. Change your kavanas now. Hashem didn't really want you to do it anyway. Omer lo, says Avram, kachon shol shabadoi. This is the punishment of a liar. Shafilu Omer emes, ain't shomen lo. So, not Amar Lo, but the Mefarshim say it's really like the narrative of the story talking afterwards, even though he was true, Avram didn't listen to him. Because once you're a liar, even if you have a little shemitz of truth in you, so you still don't listen to him. Right, so that's end of story number one in this discussion. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz also discusses this same idea that the Aruch HaNer brought up, but he added on, what are the three issues that the son brought up. You've done so much for people, and now what are you going to do? And the next line is, Yirasa Kislascha. And the next line is, you know, he tries to bring the truth. What is each one? So he says, first of all, he tried to say that everybody's going to forget you, like the Aruch HaNer said. And then he says, Yirascha Kislascha. What does that mean? That's the personal issue. Your fear is your foolishness, meaning God gave you a child after 100 years. You think he wants you to kill him? Does it make sense? Does it make sense that after all this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a son that you've yearned for so long and he's going to want you to kill him? Does that make sense? Yirascha kislascha. It's really foolishness. And he said, Ki b'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. So that didn't work. Excuse me. And that finally, after that, he tries to be mafat to him to say that Hashem wasn't really mitzavet. He says, Haleu. I mean, the real truth. But Haleu and Avram didn't answer each one. So it was the national reason. And then it was the personal reason, and then it was just maybe you misunderstood the whole tzivui. That's what Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the new Sichas Musar in Siman Nun Beis, Maamar Nun Beis. And they have the newly printed, which is not only the nicer print, but also the Maftechas in the back. That's why even though I had one already, I treated myself, and I said, I have to get the new one, the Maftechas. Maftechas are key in the back. It's organized, I'll say there are Parsha, and I'll say there are Inyanim and Gemara. So that's the new edition of the Sichas Musar. Okay, so that was all, though. Number one, what did it mean, achar advar ma'ele? Achar, after he, Yitzchak, was weaned, so that's where the satan came in. So, then we have a different shot now. Rabbi Levi Yamar, fourth wide line. Achar advar shel Yishmael li Yitzchak. No, after what Yishmael told Yitzchak, not the satan. Amar lo Yishmael li Yitzchak, ani gadol memcha b'mitzvos. By kids, everything's a contest. Everything's a kind. You can't just like say something. Everything's a kind. I'm better than you, right? So here too, Yishmael, I'm better than you in mitzvahs. Why? Shata malta ben shmonas yamim. Vani ben shloshes veishana. I got Mila 13 years old. You'll get it to 8 days. How much did you know then? Right? I was much more moser nefesh. Amar lo says Yitzchak ubeever echad atamagarabi. Right? You think you're so great regarding one limb of your body? Im omerli akadosh baruch hu zaveach atzbecha lefanai ani zaveach miyad. If he asked me for my whole body. So then I would give it. For Elokim, Miyad, Elokim Nisaz Avraham. Right, that relates into the Al Tiftach Pela Satan type of idea that the Gemara has brought up in other places. But once he says it, Kodesh Baruch Hu, from his mouth to Kodesh Baruch Hu's ear. And Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded him to do the of Akeda. Okay, there's more on the Akeda, but we will stop. Why was it Avram's Nisayan more than Yitzchak's Nisayan? What exactly was the Nisayan?
Especially in light of the fact that it was Yitzchak talking here.
And it was Yitzchak talking here that he kind of brought it upon himself. One could say, right, the Nesivah Shalom writes in one place that really the Ramban, he quotes a Ramban, where the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avram Avinu not because he did this, not because he did that, but because he fulfilled his 10 tests. That's what the Ramban says. And the Nesivah Shalom expands that, what does that mean? Everybody in life has 10 tests. Each one of us has our nisyonos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has each of us have our own package. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fulfill that package. So there's nothing comparing to each other and this and that. Everybody has their own nisyonos. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. If we pass our own nisyonos, our own package, so in that way, that's what we have to fulfill. And we can do it, right? Because Avram Avinu did it. He implanted in us to pass the 10 tests, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Right, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu passed, helped Avraham, and Avraham passed the 10 tests. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Back to Elohein HaNechnokin for the rest of the parak. Tanur Rabbanan. Do you remember we had a discussion, who are the Nechnokin? So in the Mishnah, back on Daf Pedal, the beginning of the parak, so we finished at the end, one of them was Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker gets Chenek, and Misabe B'Shem Avodas Kochavim, those two. So now we have a related Machlokas, which we had earlier already in the Masechta. Tanur Rabbanan. Navi Shehidiach Beskila, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek. If a Navi tries to be mimediach, try to get many people to do avodah zarah, so he gets skila. Right? That's what the difference between a hedyot that tries to be mediach and a navi, according to the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon or bechenek. Reb Shimon says no, a navi gets chenek. Mediche ir hanidachas, one who there hediach. I'm sorry, there hediach means the individual. We mentioned then that mediach and meses are used interchangeably. First. Here, the first mediach in this line means an individual. A navi gets skila. A navi for being just a mesis, what we call a mesis, gets skila. Reb Shimon gets chenek. Medich erani dachas, if you try to do it on a public level, so biskila. The other Tanakhama also says skila. Reb Shimon over bechenek. Reb Shimon says chenek. Navi shehidiach biskila my time. How do we know that a navi that tries to convince somebody to do avodah zarah gets skila? So my time is the rabbanon. Why do the rabbanon say skila? As yahadach hadach mimesis. They learn it out from mesis. Malahalan biskila, just like a case of mesis gets skila by a regular hedyot. So afkam biskila. So to hear by a navi. You learn out the navi from a hedyot, also gets skila. Reb Shimon misa ksiva be. No, Reb Shimon says it says misa by a navi and v'chol misa hamur b'torah stam in a chenek. So he says it means chenek. That's the machlokas which we've had in the past. Meidichi erani dachas beskila my time. But now the next line. How do you know about those who try to get a whole city to violate? Right. Remember, erani dachas was one of the three on Daf Ayin Aleph that, according to one opinion, never happened. But it's a machlokas whether it never happened. But one of the three. So meidichi erani dachas gets skila. My time with the rabbanon. What's the reason the rabbanon say that the madichim get skila? Why? Gamer, even though the people who violate get saif, and all their stuff is burned. But why do the madichim get skila? My time of Rabbanan, gamri hadacha hadacha. Omi mesis, either you learn it out from mesis, omi navi shidiach, you learn it out from either one. For Reb Shimon, gamar hadacha hadacha mi navi. No, you learn it out from a navi shidiach. For ligmar mi mesis, why do you learn it out from mesis? Reb Shimon, why do you learn out from Mesis to give him Skila? No, done in Mesis Rabim. Be Mesis Rabim, you learn it out from a Yachid, from a Navi. They done in Mesis Rabim, be Mesis Yachid. You don't learn it out from a Mesis Yachid. Adrabe, ask the Gemara, done in Hedyot, me Hedyot. Wouldn't it better to keep Navi out of the picture? Learn Hedyot from Hedyot, they done in Hedyot, me Navi. Don't learn Hedyot from Navi. Says Reb Shimon, for Reb Shimon, kivin shehidiach in l'cha Hedyot gadol mizeh. Since this Navi was Mediach, so you could call him a Navi still. If he tries to do avodah zarah, then he's obviously not such a good Navi anymore. And you could call him a Hedyot. Fine. Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda. So now we have a Machlokas Amoraim about the issue in of a Navi or a person who tries to get somebody to do avodah zarah. And he prophesizes about it. Like our Mishnah spoke about, Hamisnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. Says Rav Chisda, Machlokes, the Machlokes between the Rabbanon and Reb Shimon, right here, about a Navi Shehidiach. Right, that's what we're talking about. A Navi that tries to talk about Avodah Zarah. This Machlokes is, Be'oker Haguf Tavodes Kochavim, it's You have four categories. We're talking about Avodah Zarah and all other mitzvahs. Full denial, partial denial. Those are the four categories that we're going to talk about in the next 20 lines of the Gemara. Avodah Zarah versus Shaar Mitzvos, full denial of the mitzvah or Avera, and partial denial. Meaning, it's true, but this is what you have to do. So, Machlokes, Rav Chisda says, the Machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan, Ba'oker Haguf Avodas Kochavim, is if he, the Navi, denies the entire Avodah Zarah. Right? There's no such thing as Avodah Zarah. Right? Hashem told me. There's no such thing as Avodah Zarah. So that's a machlokas, skila or chenek. V'kiyah mitzvah is a bitul mitzvah avodas kochavim. And also, even a partial denial. Drachmana amar, because the pasuk says, min haderech, afilu mitzvah derech. So everything to do with Avodah Zarah is a machlokas, between which misa you get. Aval oker haguf tashar mitzvah. But if you deny, if he denies a whole other mitzvah, total denial, divri akol b'chenek, everybody agrees in that case you'd get chenek. The Rabbanon agreed to Reb Shimon, you'd get chenek there. The kiyah mitzvahs, obitul mitzvahs to b'shar mitzvahs, and partial denial of other mitzvahs, divri akol pater. Everybody agreed there, pater, because there it only says davar. It doesn't say min ha-davar, there's no limud. There's no limud by shar mitzvahs to include a case of partial denial. So what does Reb Chisda say? Of all Avodah Zarah cases, that's the machlokas. Full denial of other mitzvahs, machlokas. Partial denial of other mitzvahs, pater. There's no misa at all. No misa at all. Mazav Rav Hamnuna. So before we get to the next opinion, Rav Hamnuna asks, one second, Lo leches, this is the pasuk, we're darching the pasuk by a Navi, that tried to get somebody to do Avodah Zarah. Right, the Rashi quotes the pasuk, L'hadichacha min aderech asher tzivcha Hashem alokecha, Lo leches ba. So Lo leches u mitzvahs asei, bazu mitzvahs los asei. And if you, Rav Chisda, say that the machlokas between them is about Avodah Zarah, what kind of asay is there by Avodah Zarah? A lot of los asay is by Avodah Zarah. But what kind of asay is there? And this is the context spoken about in the Torah. So Tirgam, Rav Chisda, Venitatsen, Rav Chisda says, I found one. Venitatsen, there's a mitzvah asay to destroy the Avodah Zarah once you get to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Search and destroy. Fine. That is all Shita number one. That is Rav Chisda Shita. Again, Avodah Zarah, all cases of Avodah Zarah is Machlokas. Denying totally the other mitzvos is, everybody agrees, Chenek. Partial denial of other mitzvos is Pater. Rav Hamnuna argues. Rav Hamnuna Amar. Machlokas ba'oker haguf. Bein ba'avodas kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvos. The Machlokas, even the total denial of another mitzvah. That's also a Machlokas. That's the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. Rav Chisda said that total denial of another mitzvah is chenek according to everybody. Rav Hamnuna says, no, total denial of another mitzvah is also a machlokas. The kiyah mitzvah is a bitul mitzvah, the avodas kochavim. And also partial denial of avodas zarah. The rachmana amar min haderech afilu mitzvahs derech. Aval kiyah mitzvah mitzvahs, a bitul mitzvahs, the shar mitzvahs, divri akol pater. That's the machlokas. What's the nekudas of machlokas between Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisda? Total denial of a non-Avodah Zarah mitzvah. So is that everybody agrees chenek? That's Rav Chisda? Or is that also included in the machlokas? Again, lumdus-wise, we can think about denying and having being misnab about Avodah Zarah is a different category than being misnab about any other mitzvah. Right? You're saying in the b'shem Hashem, if you're a Navi, that there's no such thing. So we can realize that that's a different category. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Braisa, ha-misnab elakar davar min ha-Torah chayiv. If somebody prophesizes to be oker a davar min haTorah, he's chayiv. He's chayiv misa. L'kayiv mixas u'levatel mixas. If it's partial, Reb Shimon poter. That's what the Braisa says. Reb Shimon says poter if it's a partial. So we don't really understand what this Braisa says at all. Because Reb Shimon said poter, what is that talking about? Is that talking about by shar mitzvahs? We don't know what it means. Ubavodas kochavim afilu omer hayom ivduha uluachar bitzlua divrei kol chayiv. By Avodah Zarah, even if it's a partial, let's serve it today and we'll forget about it tomorrow, still chayiv. So there are a number of problems here. First of all, it doesn't seem that there's a machlokas about ikra Avodah Zarah, which everybody agrees there's a machlokas to. Right? If everybody agrees, if you deny Avodah Zarah, right, misnavi lakar davar min haTorah says chayiv. Does that mean according to everybody? Misnavi lakar Avodah Zarah? Or, right, it's only, and also Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon poters by mixas, by other mitzvahs, everybody paters by partial denial of other mitzvahs. So we don't really know what this price is talking about. So we need explanation. Abaya savar like Rav Chisda, umetaris like Rav Chisda. Abaya holds like Rav Chisda and works out the whole price like Rav Chisda. Robert savar like Rav Amnuna, umetaris like Rav Amnuna. So the price is understandable. You just got to add in a lot of words. I just saw yesterday Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Kisisa. Let's look at something else. Kisisa, Rabbeinu Bachai says that whenever it says chisure mechsura in the Gemara, chisure mechsura does not mean there's anything wrong with the Mishnah. Chisure mechsura means it's an ardas. And the Mishnais, they were on a certain level and they understood Mishnais in a certain way without all these extra words. But we, sometimes the chisure mechsura changes the words, mamish, but this is what the Rabbeinu Bachai says. But we need more, and that's why the Gemara had to come along. Rabbeinu Ravashi had to expand it. So whenever there's a Mishnah or a Brisa that we have to add in a lot of words to, Rabbeinu Bachai says we have to have that attitude. That it's just Chisorin in us. Chisorin Mechsor in us, not in the Mishnah. Right, so here too. So we gotta just add in a lot of words to understand this brisa. Abaya savar like Rav Chisda, mataris like Rav Chisda. Abaya holds like Rav Chisda and interprets the Mishnah, the brisa like Rav Chisda. Okay, what did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda says that denying avot, all avodah zara issues, full denial and partial denial, that's a machlokas. Full denial of other mitzvahs is chenek. Partial denial of other mitzvahs is pater. So we're just gonna fit it in. When it comes to denying to be okar davar min haTorah, diriyakol, what does it mean, diriyakol chayv? B'chenek, that's chenek. That's by other mitzvahs. That's what Rav Chisda says. L'kayim mitzvahs levatal mitzvahs, when it's a partial denial by other mitzvahs, Rav Shimon poter, v'odin l'Rabbanan, everybody agrees poter. You're right, it said Rav Shimon poter, but it really means also the Rabbanan are poter. Rashi explains here, you can look at it, why Dafka the Brachta said Rav Shimon. Uba avodas kachavim. What about avodas zara? That's what we say the last line is. Afilo amar hayom evdua lamachar bitzluha chayiv. Right? Even if you say partial denial chayiv, market the islay, market the islay. What are you chayiv? That's machlokas. Reb Shimon would say chanek, and Rabbanan would say skila. Right? So that's how you fit in the brisa, interpreted according to Rav Chisda. Rava sarva like Rav Hamnuna, mataris like Rav Hamnuna. Rava holds like Rav Hamnuna, and it explains like Rav Hamnuna. What did Rav Hamnuna say? Rav Hamnuna said, if you deny anything fully, even shar mitzvahs, so that's a machlokas. And even partial denial of avodah zara is a machlokas. But a partial denial of other mitzvahs is pater for misa. So he fits that in. Habasah belaka davar min haTorah, beba avodas kachavim beim shar mitzvahs chayiv. The first line is chayiv according to everybody, mark it this way. Right? If you deny anything totally, so then that is a chayiv misa. L'kayim mitzvahs lovata mitzvahs b'shar mitzvahs. If it's a partial denial, Reb Shimon poter v'hu adin l'rabbanan, everybody agrees poter, lav dafka Reb Shimon. U'b'avodas kochavim, afilu amar hayom evdua ulumachar bitzluha chayiv. But by avodah zara, if it's a partial, it's also chayiv, market islay, u'market islay, also machlokas. Okay, so we just fit it in, we took their shitas and fit it into the lines of the brisa. Next, amar b'yavo, amar b'yochanan. Bakol, by all cases, imyom, by all averis, Im yomar l'cha navi, avar al divrei Torah, shmalo. If a navi tells you, what kind of navi? Rashi says a navi muchsak, right, like we spoke about yesterday. If there's a navi muchsak that tells you to violate an issa d'araisa, you have to listen to him. Right, that's how Yitzchak Avinu listened to Avram. It's an issa d'araisa of chavala. Right, you can't wound your son, you can't wound yourself. How do you listen? Muchsak navi. So when it comes to any avera, we listen to the Navi, Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. How did they bring the sacrifices? You listen to Eliyahu Navi. Shmalo. Chutz mi avodas kochavim. Except for avodas zara mamish. Avodas zara mamish. Shafilu ma'amid l'cha chama be'em saharakia. Even if he's able to stop the sun in the middle of the sky, al tishmalo. Don't listen to him. Right? Even if he brings a sign. Tanya b'yaseg l'yomer. Higia Torah l'tzov daitash l'avodas kochavim. The Torah figured out and goes to the da'as of Oved Avodah Zarah, or somebody's trying to get you to do that. Lefichach, nitna Torah memshalaba, the Torah even gave power to this person. Sha'afilu ma'amad chacham b'emsarach yal tishmalo. It's all a nisayin. It's all a test. Right? Pashas of the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Navi power. Gave him power in order to stop the sun. Rashi, look at Rashi on the top left. Ninatar memshala klomar afilu tar'e oto navi moshel v'osa kirtzono. Even if he shows you, he can do whatever he wants. As the Pasuk says, v'nasa nilecha oso mofes. He shows you exactly what he can do. He shows you a miracle. Other Rishonim say, no, it just means that it looks like a miracle. It doesn't really mean that it mamish is a miracle. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Let him do the real thing. He's a navi sheker. Either way. But the Pashas is that even if he doesn't, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says it also. The other Rishonim even discussed it even in the first opinion. Chas v'shalav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid chamal over Ritzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give them the total benefit of doing that. El kagoni Chananya ben Azor. Shemitzchilas an Avi Emes, l'basav an Avi Sheker. Chananya ben Azor originally was an Avi Emes. So he was, they had certain powers. And afterwards, Navi Sheker. So what are the first pasuk mean? What's that? What machlokas about? Is machlokas about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, or is machlokas if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives power? Maybe, but Rabbi Akiva cannot accept that even a full Navi Sheker would be given powers, even though that's the pashas of the pasuk. The pashas of the pasuk is that Onoso Mofes is part of the Nisayon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing us. Good. Zomim and Bas Kohen finishing up. The Adam Zomim of a Bas Kohen do not get what they wanted to afflict on her, which was Srefa, but they get Chenek. Minani Mili, Amar Vacha Breit Ravika, Titanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Matam Alomer Vasisam Lokasha Zomim Lasos Lachiv. What does that mean? Lafisha Kol HaMizumamim, or HaMumsin, Sheba Torah, Zomimayan, Ubolein Chayosu Behen. Usually Adam Zomim always get what they want to inflict. But Bas Kohen, he besreifa vein bo'ol besreifa. But by Bas Kohen, there's two different punishments. She's getting burned, and her bo'el is getting sreifa. Zomim eini yodea im lo hokshu im la hokshu. Do you compare them to her or to him? Shu omer lasos lachiv, lachiv lo lacho. So compare it to him and not to her. Hadron aloch elohin hanech nagin. Okay, here we go. Parak Chelek, one of the only prakim that's called not by the first word in the parak. Right, because this is Chelek, because of the first line, Kol Yisrael, Yishlem Chelek, L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a Chelek to Olam Haba. So this Perek, the Rambam, has a whole separate Hagdama. Never been through it, it's a great idea to go through it. The Rambam has three famous Hagdamas. He has a Hagdama to Pirshim Mishnayos, in general. He has a Hagdama to Pirkei Avos, called Shemona Prakim, because it's eight Prakim. And he has a Hagdama to Chelek, right here in the Pirshim Mishnayos, and that's where the Animamans come from. First Rambam talks about Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim, Yibos HaMashiach, all of the wonderful concepts that come up throughout Chazal, and then he says, you want to get it, you got to believe in these 13 things. And that's where he has a paragraph on each of the Animamins. These are the 13 tenets of faith of Yahadus, and then they were shortened into the 13 Animamins. So that's something to focus on. What about, right, so that's what the Rambam talks about. We're going to talk a little bit about it, wherever it comes up, in this Pesachta. Just to note, the Rambam writes in the last Perek of Mishnah Torah, Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Melachim, that even though the Gemara talks about it, and even though Chazal talk about it, it's not something that's supposed to take up our time figuring out exactly what's going to be when Mashiach comes. That's not going to inspire us. It's not going to lead anybody to Yiras Shamayim. Says the Rambam, after he discusses all these things, and he discusses it in other places, says the Rambam, V'kol elu ad, and Gog u'Magog, all these, the Rambam says in the last parak, V'kol elu adram v'chayotzi bahen, lo yeda adam, Hech yiyu, acha yiyu. Nobody's really going to figure them out until they happen. Shedvarim stumim heim eitzel anaviyim. They are closed up to the prophets. Gam hachachamim ein lahem kabbalah b'dvarim elu. Elo lefi hechra psukim. Just how they understand some psukim. V'yal kalpanim ein sidur havayas dvarim elu v'lo dikdukan ikar b'das. It's not a main part of our religion to know exactly what's going to happen. But ula olam lo yisasek adam b'devri hagados v'lo yarech b'devri hamidrashos amur b'nyanim elu v'lo yisimim ikar she'enem mevien lo lidei ava v'lo lidei yira v'lechein lo yachshav akitzin. Don't try to figure out when Mashiach's coming. Right? That's not something that we're supposed to focus on exactly what's going to happen in the future. Figuring out certain concepts, what things are, Rambam never says anything bad about that. Focusing on what's Gan Eden, what's Olam Haba, what are these things? Maybe a little bit, at least when it comes up in the Daf Yomi. But that is the Rambam. Okay, so let's start. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. All Jews have a Chelek in Olam Haba. So there is a major machlokas Rishonim. What is Olam Haba? What is Olam Haba? Pretty fundamental question. What is Olam Haba? If you look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, in Paraches Halacha Beis, the Rambam discusses Olam Haba, and the Rambam describes it as a place of Olam Hanashamos. Right? It's a spiritual place. There's nothing physical there. There's no physical bodies in Olam Haba. L'chor, the way the Rambam is understood, is that Olam Haba is right after a person dies. Person dies, they go to Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is Gan Eden. It's Gan Eden. So they're like they're haba ha. Same thing. Rambam says ein bo guf ugvia el nefashos atzedikim bilvad below guf kamalach hayasharis. And because there's no bodies, there's no eating, drinking, etc., etc. But and there's no sleeping and sitting and all psukim that give that this these ideas tzedikim yoshvim bo etrosam barashehim and enemies of Ashkina doesn't really mean they're sitting. They're only neshamas. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid right there. Divrei zeha ish be'enai krovim la'omer ein tchias amesim lagufos el neshamas bilvad v'chayei roshi me'ola mohaya das chach me'atamud hazeh. You see many chazals that talk about a physical tchia. The Rambam says olam haba is right. Sounds like it's the olam haneshamas. There's going to be something physical. The Ravid here, the Ramban in other places, right here, the Chiddush Yaran quotes this machlokas, Rambam Ramban, right here on this Mishnah, that no, many other Rishonim say that Olam Haba is later. It's a later time. Right after a person dies, they're going to go to Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a physical place where there are physical bodies, but says the Ramban, there's not going to be any needs for eating and drinking. It's going to be a different type of physical realm. Eating and drinking. Why else would it say there's no eating and drinking, etc.? If you're a neshama, of course there's no eating and drinking and sitting. And so it has to be. That's a proof to the Ramban, says the Sefer, says the Chiddush Yaran. Says the Ramban, he quotes it, Olam Abahu Sham Munach Olam HaNeshamas Achrei Mos Aguf and Vizu Machlokes Yeshna Tali Ba'ashli Ravarvi. Says this is a great machlokas, says the Ran. I don't want to get involved between the Rambam and the Ramban. Just quotes this machlokas. But I saw last night the Gra brings a raya to the Rambam. A raya to the Rambam. What's the Gra's raya to the Rambam? Something that we say every Shabbos morning. He says this in Parshas Korach. V'shamati omrim bipek kadosh ator. Rebbe Elio chasid sheyichya. Raya atzuma. Ein kerekacha Hashem alkeinu ba'olam hazeh. Vein zulascham alkeinu. L'chai ha'olam haba. Efes built chagwalein limos ha'mashiach. Vein domo chamoshienu. L'schiyas ha'mes. Look at the order. Olam hazeh. Olam Haba, Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim. So, you're right, Tchias HaMesim later on. The physical bodies will get lifted, that's later. But right after a person dies, what does it say? Olam HaZeh, Olam Haba. And then, Yemos HaMashiach, and then Tchias HaMesim. Says the Gra, I think it's a Raya Mukhrach to the Rambam, that Olam Haba is Olam HaNeshamas, right after a person dies, they obviously don't have a body then, right? And that is, and it's Olam HaNeshamas without eating and drinking, etc. Okay, that is a important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban related to the order of occurrences after a person passes on. Okay, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelak Olam Haba. Shneimar Ba'amai Kulam Tzadikim. Your nation is fully righteous. Lo'om Yeshuaretz. They will inherit the land. Not the physical land. Netzer Matai, they are the branch of the tree. Masa Yadai Lohispa'er, right? They are the Masa Yadai. They are my handiwork to be proud of. Many of the Bali Musar say, Kol Yisrael, the Klolos of Yisrael, all Jews together, part of the Klal, definitely Olam Haba. The following people, in their own way, they lost their Olam Haba. But if you connect yourself to the Klal, the principle, Kol Yisrael, Klolos Yisrael, they definitely have Olam Haba. But Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelok Olam Haba. These people don't have a chelek. So along the lines, they don't have their own chelek. They're connected a little bit maybe to Klal Yisrael. Right? It doesn't say Klal Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba Chutz Mizu. It doesn't say that. It says everybody has a chelek to Olam Haba, period. These don't have their own chelek. Olam Haba. Which ones? Ha'omer. Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. If somebody denies Tchias HaMesim, so the Gemara is going to say, it's Mida Keneged Mida. You deny it, so you won't get it. The Ein Torah Min HaShemayim. The Apikoros. What's an Apikoros? The Gemara will explain. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af HaKorei B'Svarim HaChitzonim. Even if somebody reads the Svarim HaChitzonim, what are the Svarim HaChitzonim? So the Gemara is going to talk about it also, but just to read you a Rav Bar Tanura, what did the Rav Bar Tanura say right here? What are the Svarim HaChitzonim? Sifrei Minim, heretical works. Heretical works. Kigon, Sifrei Aristo. Wow. So he's calling the Rambam an Apikoros. Rather, I'm a read Aristotle. Aristo Hayoni, Hayvani, V'chaderav, U'bichlal zeh ha'kori b'sefer divrei hayamim shal malchei ovdei avodazara, U'bishirim shal agavim, V'divrei cheshek she'en b'em chachma v'lo to'elas ela ibud zman bilvad. Wasteful, philosophical works, says the Rav Bar Tanura. You lose your Olam Haba for that. Okay, it's a major matter. We're going to see what Sfarim Chitzonim mean in the Gemara. But I saw the Nebir Hasidus, one of the Shemi Shmuel, says, why is it about certain da'as that goes into you? Because again, the way to get Olam Haba is to bring Torah da'as into your brain. So the way that we don't get Olam Haba is if we fill our brain with other things. Because our brain is a vacuum, says the Shemi Shmuel. And if we, this is in the Bira Chasidus. And if we don't fill our brain with Torah, and positive things can be filled with other things. Just a question of what we have in the brain. That is Svarim Chitzonim, which we'll have to talk about when we get up to it. V'halochesh al hamaka, and if somebody says an incantation when somebody is sick, v'yomer, we go to Pasuk from Bishalach, instead of what? Instead of going to a regular doctor? Just doing incantations. Abishol omer, af ha-hogesh ha-shem ba-osi yosav. If I say yudke vavke, but I sound it out. I pronounce it. I pronounce the letters. Fine. Shloshim alachim v'arbed yotos. Ein lam chedek olam haba. Three kings and four non-kings lost their olam haba. Shloshim alachim, and the Gemara will talk about each one of these. Shloshim alachim, Yeravam, the first king of Israel, who tried to build a substitute based on Migdash. Achav u'Menashe. Right, three that lost their olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda omer Menashe ish lam chedek olam haba. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Menashe did tshuva. Shneemar v'yispalel elav, v'yishmal, or v'yeter lo, v'yishma tchinaso, v'yishivuhu Yerushalayim l'machuso. He was returned. Therefore, that means he got olam haba. Omru lo, l'malchuso yishivu lo, v'lo l'chayel olam haba yishivu. No, he got his malchus back, but he didn't get his olam haba back. Right? These were terrible, terrible kings. Arba'a hedyotos, Bilam, v'doeg, v'achitofel, v'gechsi. So we're going to chazer all these stories in Tanakh as we get up to them in the Gemara. Right, these are three kings. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago when we were speaking about the significance of the state of Israel, that there are those, or Schechter points out, there are those that say that a government that is not a frum government, not al derech haTorah, loses its status as a Jewish government. So Rav Schechter just notes, Menashe, Achav, some of these guys, some of these malachim, you know, over the Avodah Zarah, bringing Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't seem like they were too frum, right? And yet they have the status of Malach Yehuda. What's the answer? If you're biological Malach Yehuda, then even if you're over the Avodah Zarah, you got to start making chilukim. No, the answer is, if he's run by Jews, he's run by Jews. You know, obviously we daven for the day when there's Malchus Beis David, but it still would have the status of a Jewish government. You can't take that away from them. Weiter. The Kol Kach Lama asked the Gemara, why does somebody, going back to the first one, why if somebody denies Tchias HaMesim, does he lose it all, his Olam Haba? Tana, who kofer b'Tchias HaMesim, lefichach lo yeh lo chelek b'Tchias HaMesim. Right, he's kofer in it, so he loses it. Shekol midosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. Because Hashem is works mida keneged mida. Damar Shmuel Menachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, minay shekol midosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. How do you know? Shenemar quotes the story from Malachim Beis. We spoke about this back in Parshas Mitzora. I'm sorry, just one point I forgot to mention. Going back to the Mishnah. Bilam that lost his Olam Haba. What does the Mishnah say? Every Jew has Olam Haba. So what does he even bring Bilam? He's not a Jew. What does he have to say? Bilam doesn't get it. What do you mean? Kol Yisrael Yishem Chel Olam Haba. So says the Rambam, no. Says the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnah is, because Chassidi Umos HaOlam Yishlam Chel Olam Haba. Right? Pious Umos HaOlam do get Olam Haba. So the Mishnah is saying that Bilam had all the potential in the world, but he blew it. Right? He got so much koach, but he blew it, because Chassidi almost all of them get it, and he did not. Okay, sorry, back to the Gemara. So, Mida Keneged Mida, how do we know? From the story of the lepers. Shenemar, there was a famine, and everybody was complaining what's going to be. Vayomer Elisha, Shimu Devar Hashem V'chulush. Elisha announces that tomorrow there's going to be plenty of food. Ka'es Machar, Sa'ah, Solus B'Shekel, a Sa'ah flour, you'll only have to pay a shekel for it, there'll be so much of it. V'satayim Sa'ar B'Shekel, B'Shar Shomron. In the Shah, there'll be so much food tomorrow. Biksiv ayana shalish, asher lamelak nishan al yado, es ishu elokim, the shalish, the helper, says to Elisha, vayomer hinei Hashem osa rubas bashamayim, hayia adabar azeh, well, God's going to open up windows in heaven, it's going to rain down food, come on, Elisha. He denied what God was going to do. Vayomer, so Elisha says, in charo beinecho misham lo tochal, you'll see it, but you won't be able to partake of it. Viksiv, and it says, vayhi lochein, that's what happened, the next day there was plenty of food, and vayir mesu oso ha'am bishar vayamos. And what happened? He got trampled while everybody was running to get the food, and he died. So that was Mida Keneged Mida. He denies it, he's not zocha to it. V'dilma kilas Elisha garmalei. How do you know that's Mida Keneged Mida? Maybe it's only because Elisha cursed him. The Amr of Yehuda Marav Kilas Chacham Afilo Achinim Iba. Right, a klal of a Chacham, even Just anything a Chacham says, right, is going to come true. Right, Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov Avinu say? Right, whoever did this, whoever stole the Trophim, right, that is going to die, right? Yochel Imenu was affected. Imkein lift of Krav, Ayumasu Vayamos. The Pasuk should have just said, they trampled him and he died. My Bashar, Al-Iske Shar. What's Bashar? Al-Iske Shar. He just said there's going to be plenty of food in the Shar. That's where I guess they sold the food by the gate of the city. Fine. So now we have about five or six, this Amud. Tzadik. Tzadi in Sanhedrin. What is that Tzadi about? You want Tchias HaMesim, you got to be a Tzadi. Right? Five Makoros. Four, how do you know Tchias HaMesim? Minayin Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. How do you know Tchias HaMesim is from the Torah? By the way, I forgot to mention, Rashi on the Mishnah says, what does the Mishnah say? If you say Tchias HaMesim is not from the Torah, even if you say there's such a thing as Tchias HaMesim, but you say it's not from the Torah, that's also in L'chelek Olam Haba. Where else would you know it from? You never saw it before. Where else would you know it from? So Rashi Mefurish on the Mishnah says, even if you admit to Tchias HaMesim, but you deny it's from the Torah, that's the emphasis in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. In Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, bottom left of the page. That's where Rashi says it, on the outside. Rashi taking Tosis' place over there. Right? That's where Rashi says it. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Minayin l'Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, how do you know it? Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Unisantem imenu as Trumas Hashem l'Aaron HaKohen. You will give Trumas Hashem to Aaron. V'chi Aaron l'Olam Kayam. You'll always give truma to Aaron. Follow lo nichnas l'aris Yisrael. Shenos lo truma. You never gave it to Aaron, right? Aaron died. Ella melamed sha'asid lichyos v'isonos lo truma. Ah, no, Aaron must be. Aaron died, but we're going to give him truma in the future. That's what it is. Ask the Aruch Laner what he means. It's an olam of neshamas. If it's an olam of neshamas, according to the sheet of the olam of neshamas, I'll say the Rambam, right? So how are you going to give him truma? So you can say it means a later stage. But it's Olam HaNeshama, says the Aruch Laner. No, there are sources that say before you get to those stages of Tchias HaMesim, etc., certain people are going to come back. There are other Gemaras that talk about this. David HaMelech, Mashiach Ben David, and maybe the others. They're going to, and Moshe and Aaron, right? They're all going to come back. They're all going to come back too.
Mikhail, what are we going to do with it?
What are we going to do with?
What are they going to do with the truma?
What are they going to do with the truma? So they'll be matar ourselves maybe before, and they'll leave.
No, it's not no physical.
No physical. Maybe they're going to come back. He's saying in the physical realm first, before Mashiach comes. Minayin tchias hamesim min haTorah. That's how you know tchias hamesim is min haTorah. Also, I saw the Stipler. I'm quoted the Stipler that said there's a discussion in the Achronim. Tchias hamesim. Are we going to be considered the same people or different people? Well, my nafkamin. What about krovim? Right, according to Moses, there's going to be many Rishonim, there's going to be another physical world, maybe there'll be a second Tchia, but are we going to be the same people? Or are we going to be different people? Interesting, Lamdish question. So he brings a riot from here, they'll be considered the same people. We're going to be giving him Truma, same priest, he's Aaron HaKohen. Okay, and to bear Rabbi Shmuel Tana, La Aaron Ke Aaron. He darshes the puzzle differently. It means Ke Aaron, just like Aaron. Ma Aaron Chaver Abban of Chaverim. Now he's not talking about giving him Truma. We'll get another pasuk for that. It means just like Aaron is a chaver, is a trustworthy person, to give him truma, upon of chaverim, so too you have to give truma to trustworthy kohanim. Amar Shmuel Nachmani, Amar Bionasam, Minayin Sheinos, and Truma L'Kohen Am Haaretz. How do you know you're not allowed to give truma to a Kohen Am Haaretz who is not careful in halachas of Tumah and Tahara? Shneamar, V'yomer La'am Li'Yoshvei Yerushalayim, L'Seis Menas HaKohanim Halvim. You can give the portion of the Kohanim, the Levim, L'man Yechzegu B'Torah Hashem, so that they're strong in Torah Hashem. And we darshan, Kol HaMachzik B'Torah Hashem, Yesh Lo Menas, V'Shein HaMachzik B'Torah Hashem, Ein Lo Menas. If you look at the Meiri here, the Meiri says, you're allowed to give truma to Meya, whoever you want to. Because there's never Isser Misa. By Truma Temeya. Even if a Tahar Kohen eats Truma Temeya, it's okay. So there's no Chiyah Misa. That's why you give Truma Temeya to whoever you want to. Rabbi Hashem is going to call Halacha. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bring Mashiach. We're going to have a lot of Truma. We always have to give it to the Gadol Adar, the Kohen who knows all the Halachas. What about my neighbor who doesn't know so many Halachas? If I have a neighbor who's a Kohen, I want to give him. So I give him Truma, if I'm a Mesupik about it. So I give him Truma Temeya. Amar of Acha Bar Ada, Amar of Yehuda, Kohen Osin Truma La Kohen Am Haaretz, Ki Lunos Lefnei Ari. If you give Truma Tahora to an Am Haaretz, as if you're putting it in front of a lion. Why? My Ari, Safik Doris Va'ochel, Safik Eino Doris Va'ochel. Just like if a lion attacks an animal, you don't know if the lion is going to kill the animal and eat it right away, or just kill it now and come back to it later and eat it. Af Kohen Am Haaretz, Safik Ochel Batara, Safik Ochel Batuma, so too by Kohen, you don't know what's going to be. You don't know what's going to be. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Avgarim Lomisa, you're also causing problems for the Kohen. You're giving him Truma, and now it's going to be even worse. Shenemar Mesebo ki halalu. You're putting him into a bad spot. Tibir Belozer ben Yaakov Tana, Af Masiyu Avon Ashma, you cause him to sin. Shenemar Visiyu Avsam, Avon Ashma, Bachlam, Eskat Shehem. Fine. But that was all source number one of Tchias HaMesim with a rejection. You learned something else from it. Tanya, Reb Siba Yomer, Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Natar Shenemar, different pasuk. V'gam HaKimosi Es Brisi, Itam, Laseis, Lohem, Azeres Kanan. I will be Mekayim the Bris with the Avos to give them Eretz Yisrael. Lachem lo nemar Elohim. Not you, it says them. Hashem's giving the Avos Eretz Yisrael. Minayin L'Tchias HaMesim Natarah. That's the source. Tzedek gam gashem kam simin. And if you don't think the simin is important, the Shlach Kadosh. It's a minog, right? The Shlach Kadosh. Today is probably the most famous day people talk about the Shlach Kadosh. Because there's a minog, Erev Rishchodesh Nisan, Sivan, Erev Rishchodesh Sivan, to say the tefillah of the Shlach Kadosh about children. That's the minog of Klal Yisrael. It's going to be all over the internet today, I'm sure. Right? The tefillah of the Shlach Kadosh. A big, the Shlach is buried in Tveria, right next to the Rambam. So it's right next to his cavern. It's a big tefillah. This big tefillah is written there. He wrote a beautiful tefillah. Mamash beautiful. And so he's the one that's mocked. He says, whenever you read a Gemara, you got to say the simanim. I'd say the simanim. So here, the grudge changes the simon. Because it doesn't fit in to the, there are about to be five heretics that ask five rabbis questions. Right? So the simon is the names of the heretics and the names of the rabbi. So the gra changes the simon just to fit in. So he read the simanim too. Shalom, meaning it's Rabbi Gamliel. Let's do one or two of them. The heretics ask Rabbi Gamliel. Minayin Shakar Shparachu Mechayim Esim. Adin Shakar Shparachu is going to be Mechayim Esim. Amar Lohem, and Atar, and Anavim, and Nexuvim. Says Rabbi Gamliel, I got a triple raya. Volkibul Menu, and they didn't like any of his rayas. Min Atarah Dechsev, what do you know from the Torah? Vayomar Hashem El Moshe, Hinche Shochim, Avosecha Vakam. You're going to die, Moshe, Vakam. And then you'll get up. Totally not the pshat of the pasuk. So Amru Lo, the Dilma, they said, well, that's not the pasuk. The pasuk continues. Vakam Ha'amazev Azana. The Bnei Yisrael will get up and go do Avodah Zarah after you die. That's the pshat of the pasuk. That's why they didn't accept it. Min ha'Nevi'im Dechsev, Yichyu Meisecha, your dead will arise, Nevela Siyukumu, and the Nevela will get up. Hekitzav Ranu Shochnei Afar. The ones who sleep in the dust will wake up. Kital Oros Talecha, the Eretz Rifa'im Tapil. Right? It says that you'll bring up the dead. So they answer him again. No, V'dilma Meisim Shetichya Shehechya Yecheskel. This is Yishayahu Anavi talking. Maybe he's talking about Tchias HaMeisim, you're right, but only the Tchias HaMeisim that Yecheskel did. Later. Not the Tchias HaMeisim that Hashem is going to do in the future. So that's also not a good raya. Minaksuvim dechsev v'chicheich, and your palate kiyena tov will be like good wine. Holech ledodim esharim dovev sevsei yishenim. The lips of the dead will talk. Right, so they say that's also not a good raya. V'dilma rechushim rachshim sifasi ba'alma. Maybe it's just a metaphor that their lips are going to talk, like Rabbi Yochanan says. They didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan says. The Gemara is adding this in. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yotzadek, call me Shenemar Halacha b'Shmo ba'olam hazeh. If anybody say any halacha in the name of somebody who already passed on, sif sosav davavos bekever. That is if their lips are moving. Shenemar dovev sifsei yishenim. So they didn't like any of the rayas. Ach Amar leMikra zeh until he says this one. Asher nishba Hashem lavaseichem. What we say in Shema, that I'll give them, again, lachem lo nemar el lachem, mina mikan l'tchias ha-mesim min ha-torah. They accepted that one. One more, v'yish omri min ha-mikra zeh, omri lahem, v'atem ha-degam Hashem l'keichem chayim kolchem hayom, ma hayom kolchem kayamim, af l'olam haba kolchem kayamim. So to olam haba, you will all be there. One more, because we already quoted it. Shalom romim is Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, mina shekadosh baruch hu m'chayim esim, v'yodeh mash asil lios. How do you know Hashem is going to be m'chayim esim? And how do you know that God knows the future? Amar lahu shravayam in mikrazeh. The same from one pasuk. Shenemar v'yomer Hashem Moshe in chashochim v'mavosach v'kam ha'amazeh v'zana. It says Hashem says to Moshe, you're going to die and v'kam, like we said before, and then v'zana. So the Gemara is he answers v'dilma v'kam ha'amazeh v'zana. Maybe v'kam goes with the second half of the pasuk, so it's no riot that of tchias ha'mesim. So Amar lahu, so he says to him, nekoto mi apalgu biyadaychu. At least I answer one question. I'll answer one of the two. Diodema Shasalios. He says, what's going to be in the future? At least I answered one question. Okay, we have to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to start off with, what does this pasuk say? The Bnei, Hashem tells Moshe you're going to die, and the Bnei Yisrael are going to do Avodah Zarah afterwards. B'chir Chavshas. The Rambam answers in Elchus Tshuva. How can Hashem say that? They're going to do Avodah Zarah. They're going to do Avodah Zarah. How can Hashem forecast an Avera? Right, that's what we'll start off with, and then we'll continue with the other Makoros for Tchias HaMesim. Okay, Rabosai, we are in the world of Chelek. We're in a zone. We're in a zone for the next couple of weeks. We're in the Chelek zone. Okay, here we go.